We paid basically $3 million for an asset that we thought was worth twice that. And it puts us in an incredible strategic position because, as investors may have heard, that Newmont is going to divest a bunch of their assets. They want to raise $2 billion, and the Éléonore mine is one of them. I view it as a huge positive because I think any new player that comes in is going to do a lot more work to explore and expand and want to add to that mill that runs at half capacity.
The Financial Survival Network. Now more than ever. The Financial Survival Network.
Welcome. This is Financial Survival Network, and I'm your host, Kerry Lutz. We are sitting down for a sponsor update, and it's a big one from Fury Gold Mine CEO Tim Clark and Chief Geologist Brian Atkinson. And I'm really happy we're doing this now. So much news has come out recently. Just a few days ago, Tim, you announced the acquisition or the consolidation of the complete Éléonore South project, and we're here now to get the latest news from you. Before we get into what's happening, I think we need to address what's happening with the gold price right now and the potential for Fury to ride that wave.
What I thought was going to happen a couple of years ago, and it's finally coming to fruition here. I think that there's real questions globally what's going on. And what's interesting is the North Americans really aren't the buyers. It's the rest of the world. And we've got 85 officially companies now that are net positive buying with the central banks. I think Hungary was just the latest one added, from what I hear. And look, the U.S. has weaponized the dollar, and everybody else wants to negate that, and that the leverage of the dollar going forward, if they keep buying in China and Russia, Turkey, and so on, is gonna push back. So the gold price here is where it should be. I think inflation is really kicking in. The interesting aspect is the equities are still lagging massively, and I think a huge opportunity.
All right. Well, yeah, we're looking at $2,130+ per ounce as we're speaking now. It broke 2,000 months ago and just kind of lingered there. Then we had a kind of false breakdown where it went under 2,000. It's shot right back up and now 2,100. And hey, if we close the month of March at that rate, then it's to the moon. So, hey, so Éléonore, let's talk about that. You've consolidated it. You now have 100% ownership. Just tell us your take why that is so important.
Look, on the Éléonore South joint venture, we were happy to be with Newmont, but they clearly didn't want to move forward due to drilling. And we viewed that property as one of our top target areas. And they approached us to consolidate it. And so we jumped at the opportunity and we got a great price. We paid basically $3 million for an asset that we thought was worth twice that. And it puts us in an incredible strategic position because, as investors may have heard, that Newmont is going to divest a bunch of their assets. They want to raise $2 billion, and the Éléonore mine is one of them. I view it as a huge positive because I think any new player that comes in is going to do a lot more work to explore and expand and want to add to that mill that runs at half capacity. If we happen to find something on our joint venture, it makes Fury a huge target for a takeover, in my view. And that is putting us in a much better position for success and a pathway to get our things monetized. At the same time, we have other areas of the, it's a big property. We have other areas for exploration, and there is upside, I think, in exploration around the Cirios project. That's not a priority for us right now. It's really about developing the targets that we already have that are closer to Éléonore, though.
Now, we just saw a press release, today. Brian, first tell us geochemical testing, what that is, and why the results are so significant here.
Yeah, so, you know, you're basically any sort of geochemical survey, you're just looking to find a consistent sample media across the, you know, a certain area. And in this particular area where we were, there were, you know, it's all well vegetated and kind of boggy. So the only thing that really worked was biogeochemical sampling. So we're sampling the trees, the black spruce trees out there. And, you know, they're really robust sampling media. And we've done it, you know, at Percy Val, we proved it up there. You know, we're having good success drilling out there. We've got some nice anomalies to follow up there. You know, at previous companies, we've used it out in Newfoundland as well and been able to prove up some mineralization out there. So we know it's a robust technique. And, you know, in areas where you can't do your conventional soil or till sampling, it's a nice tool to have in your toolbox, right? And we went out there, we did an orientation study here, wide space lines over some targeted stratigraphy that we liked. You know, it's basically the continuation of the low formation sediments, which is what hosts the Newmont's Éléonore mine. It's a nice fold you can see in the geophysics. It had a lot of the hallmarks, but you couldn't do conventional geochemistry over it. So we went out and did it, and lo and behold, we got these anomalies that are up to 200 times the background values. So, you know, usually, you know, people get excited about 5 to 10 times background. Now we're talking 200 times background. So these are real anomalies. They're really robust. It's gold and arsenic. It's sitting in the right spot geologically and geophysically. So we're really excited to go out there and complete this grid early in the summer. And then, you know, towards the tail end of the summer and the fall, get out there and put a few drill holes into it and see, you know, what's out there.
All right. And hey, so based on the survey results, tell us the next steps. It's drilling, basically, right?
Yeah. Once we're ready to go, and you know, our exploration manager, David Rivard, you know, he worked at Goldcorp and Newmont, and his mandate was to find another Éléonore within Éléonore mine property. And it wasn't until he came across the Fury and you know, looked at our data and started, you know, really combing through this, and he's like, well, you know, wait a minute. You know, this has everything that I was looking for while I was working with Goldcorp and Newmont looking for another Éléonore. So we're really excited to get out there. It's you know, it's one of those things that, you know, grassroots. And, you know, if you remember 2 years ago, Éléonore South, we were talking about, you know, this large golden till anomaly that we've refined down into, you know, four or five really nice targets that are ready to drill as well. And then we went back in there and developed another new target. And then, you know, as Tim alluded to, there's some good high grade mineralization on our side on the Chichu tonalite, where we've got 6 meters of 49 grams per ton gold that have never been followed up on. So it's a really, you know, nice prospective chunk of ground with a lot of interesting targets for us to go after.
So Tim, as far as strategically, the proximity of Éléonore South to Newmont's Éléonore mine, how does that impact your exploration strategy going ahead? I mean, you have a lot of balls in the air here.
Look, you know, I was just talking to Brian Christie, our chairman, and I think one of the things he's been really happy with is how many levers and options we've had created at the company. And that's what you do in a down market. And as I said before, is the goal here is to put us in the best position that when the market starts seeing some real inflows, that we're best in class. And we've got not only we own the joint venture right now that puts us in play with Éléonore, but also Sirius, and it almost doubles our sort of target base in Quebec for new discovery. And then we were also going to go back up to Nunavut this summer and do a small survey project and spend a couple $100,000 doing that as well. We haven't been up there in a couple of years. We're starting to see interest come in from the producers looking at that property out in Beaver Creek. We had a tremendous amount of interest and meetings around that topic. So this is kind of thing that when we talked about Kerry in the past, is that when the bull market starts coming in here, like we're seeing with the gold price, all these properties start coming into play. What we're going to do, though, is remain targeted and try to minimize any kind of dilution. And the idea here is to be prudent about how you do the spending in this coming year project. Because we're coming out with a resource update in April, we're not going to have to spend as much time around the resource this year as we did last year or the year before, this year is going to be much more targeted and really focused on new discovery. And we've got a lot of targets, and it's exciting. So there you go. And I think from a valuation standpoint, I don't think you're going to find too many junior companies as cheap as ours with as much in play. And we haven't talked about Dolly Varden. They just raised $15 million more today off a back of 10 last December. And Eric Sprott's taken even a bigger share of theirs. So the stock's trading really well today. It's as nothing but positive to our valuation, and investors should take note.
All right. So Newmont has expressed their intent to divest the Éléonore mine. What kind of company comes in and buys that? I mean, you don't have to name names, but it's got to be a pretty substantial company, right?
Well, my understanding is the process hasn't officially kicked off yet, but Bank of Montreal is going to be managing it in Canada, and other bankers will be managing the divestment in other countries. They are going to sell, I believe, three major assets in Canada. So any company that comes in there and wants to buy all three would need to be pretty sizable. Maybe the Australians come in. They have a lot of money and might want to come in there, but I'm sure all the majors will be looking at it. For me, though, if you're a company and you're buying Éléonore, you're not going to sit on it. You're going to want to push it forward, and they're going to need to find exploration ground. And our Éléonore South takes up a huge chunk of land right on its border to the south of it, and where better to find gold than next to a major. And actually, I would say next to two mines, because you're going to have Sirius is going to be a mine at some point. And so we're right in a great land package. And I think investors should understand that we were getting zero value in our stock price for this property, and it shouldn't stay that way.
Right. And conceivably, any major that comes in there, they're going to kind of have real interest in Éléonore South, and maybe look to acquire it at the same time then.
Well, look, let's put it this way. We were trading at 65 million market cap. We got 45 million in stock of another company. It's probably up to 50 today.
50 today. I checked it.
We got cash. Our enterprise value is pretty damn cheap. If we happen to find something on that joint venture, they're going to have to buy us.
Yeah. They kind of don't have a choice, and really, in their due diligence, I would expect that you would have to be a significant part of it.
Well, if we happen to go in, and the kind of thing that we're hoping to find is what Brian's talking about here, if this gold until anomaly pans out, or if we find something else on the other targets on the property, anybody who owns Éléonore is going to need to feed that mill. Right now, I believe it's got about a 6-year mine life. And if they can extend that to 8, 9, or 10, I mean, that's incredible amount of money. And buying a small company like ours would be pretty insignificant. And so we're in a great pathway. And as gold price goes up, it only makes all our properties more valuable.
For sure. So looking ahead for the drill program, Brian, you got to kind of switch gears here a little bit, right?
Well, you know, that's interesting, because I think Tim would attest to, our technical team bugging him over the last 2 years to get up and be drilling at Éléonore South. So it's something we've been hoping to do for the last couple of years. We've got some really good targets up there. And, now that we've got 100% control of it, it's something we can just kind of follow through with plans that we already had in place. So it's nice. But switching gears away from resource focus and getting that resource update out, and going out and trying to make a new discovery on some of these targets that we've been talking about, is that's every exploration geologist dream, is go out there and find something new, and that's what we want to do. And I think our shareholders will be along for a fun ride over the next couple of years as we go out and test these targets and see what's out there.
Right. So as far as the resource update, Tim. We're looking, when do you expect that out?
I believe end of March, early April, right, Brian?
Right, around the corner.
Yeah, very soon.
And I assume it's going to be good news, but we can't really talk about that now. But based on everything you've done over the past 3 years, the 4 years that I've been following the company, it's going up.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be a larger resource than it was. You know, at the Hinge, we've increased the mineralized footprint by 25%. We've got other holes in there that link some of these, you know, old isolated blocks back together. So, you'll see a meaningful increase. And what's going to be interesting, Gary, is that, you know, it's still, this is the old promotional talk, but it's literally open in all directions still. So we can go out there. Our westernmost hole hits 4 meters at 5.75 grams. Our shallowest holes, some of the ones we just put out, were 32 grams over 3.5 meters, right? So, and then you take that scale and you look at something like the Gap Zone, which has the same dimensions, where we've got an isolated hit of a meter at 45 grams in there with no other drilling around it, but you've got, the same scale potential. And then you look out to the east of the deposit, where our first exploration hole was a 660 meter step out, where we hit a meter and a half at over 15 grams out there that we've never followed up on. So it's kind of one of those things where you the resource update will be nice, but it also show that, we took this, 300 meter by 400 meter area, and that's this many ounces, but we've got, three or four other of these targets that legitimate with intercepts in them that could add similar number of ounces back into the resource at an eventual date.
Right. Hey, and finally, Tim, so enterprise value of Fury, it's, I think, around 10, 12 million now. It's kind of been holding steady around there.
Well, I think it's probably a little bit up today. I would say I haven't looked at the share price today, but we're trading still pretty low. About 15 million enterprise value, I think around $3 an ounce, which is at the bottom of the range. I think the issue has been that a lot of liquidity left our stock to go to play the Dolly because it was such a big piece of our company, and I think that's sort of pulled it back and created a buying opportunity as we divest the Dolly position, and that should, I think, move the other direction and have a lot more upside. So we're clearly, excited for the upside of this market, and I think we're going to get attention. And again, we're one of the few juniors that trade in the New York Stock Exchange. So that's going to add a lot more liquidity as the bull market comes in.
Yeah, and as the share price goes up, and then the funds pick it up, and then the indexes, hopefully at some point, the index funds, all of that could definitely add nicely to it. Well, I think we've gotten a good overview of what's going on. We'll have to touch base next month and get an update. One thing I like about you, Tim, and Fury is the old expression, go big or go home, definitely applies to Fury.
Yeah, thank you. Thanks, Kerry.
Hey, so make sure you go over to furygoldmines.com, sign up for notifications so you can get the latest news, which is flowing pretty quickly and rapidly now. Ticker symbol in the U.S. and in Canada is Fury, F-U-R-Y. Tim, Brian, thanks for coming on. I know you guys are busy, but hey, we'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Kerry.
Thanks very much, Kerry.
The Financial Survival Network.